At the same time this brief exchange was taking place, a Mr. and Mrs. Mahoney of George Yard Buildings passed the landing where Martha's body was later found. They heard and saw nothing of note. It would seem Martha couldn't have been murdered yet. Perhaps she was nearby in the shadows waiting for the constable to resume his patrol so she could finish business with the soldier. Or it could be that the soldier had nothing to do with Martha's murder and is simply a source of confusion. But it's evident that Police Constable Barrett's attention was piqued by a soldier alone in the street at 2 a.m. outside George Yard Buildings. Later, Barrett, Pearlie Paul, and witnesses who had noticed Martha on the street were asked to take a look at soldiers in the guardroom at the Tower of London or in Wellington Barracks. Every man who seemed even remotely familiar had a believable alibi. A search through their belongings produced no evidence, including blood, and Martha Tabram's killer would have been bloody. Chief Inspector Donald Swanson of Scotland Yard's Criminal Investigation Department, CID, acknowledged in his special report that there was no reason to think Martha Tabram had been with anybody but the soldier she'd walked off with before midnight. Although it was possible, due to the lapse of time, that she might have been with another client. She might have been with several. The puzzle of the private seen with Martha at 11:45 and the private seen by PC Barrett at 2 a.m. nagged at Scotland Yard. This man was seen so close to when and where Martha was murdered. Maybe he did it. Maybe he really was a soldier. Or maybe her killer was disguised as one. What a brilliant bit of trickery that would have been. There were plenty of soldiers out on bank holiday nights, and cruising for prostitutes wasn't an uncommon activity among military men. It may seem a stretch to consider that Jack the Ripper might have donned a soldier's uniform and pasted on a fake mustache to commit his first murder, but this wouldn't be the last time a mysterious man in uniform would be connected with a Jack the Ripper type crime. Walter Sickert was familiar with uniforms. Years later, during World War I, when he was painting battle scenes, he would admit to being especially enchanted by French ones. "I have got my Belgian uniforms today," he wrote in 1940.